In those days, the McMinnville school system was rigidly Jim Crow, and poor black children had to struggle to put anything in their heads. Our high school was only slightly larger than the once typical Little Red Schoolhouse, and its library was outrageously inadequate, so small, I like to say that if two students were in it and one wanted to turn a page, the other one had to step outside. Negroes, as we were called then, were not allowed in the town library except to mop floors or dust tables. But through one of those secret Old South arrangements between whites of conscience and blacks of stature, Miss Bessie kept getting books smuggled out of the white library. That is how she introduced me to the Brontes, Byron, Coleridge, Keats, and Tennyson. If you don't read, you can't write. And if you can't write, you might as well stop dreaming, Miss Bessie once told me. So I read whatever Miss Bessie told me to, and tried to remember the things she insisted that I store away. 45 years later, I can still recite her truths to live by, such as Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's lines from The Ladder of St. Augustine. The heights by great men reached and kept were not attained by sudden flights, but they, while their companions slept, were toiling upward in the night.